Good afternoon. You are listening to Bellatrix Beats on Cows FM. I'm your host, Petra, and we're going to talk about the astrological weather of the week and listen to some music to illuminate the themes. We're in a pretty special time still. We're in another eclipse. Tonight is the second eclipse of two. This one is a it's a blood moon eclipse, and it's full, it's perfect or whatever. It's perfected at 3:33 a.m. on the West Coast, and I never recommend watching them. In fact, I strongly recommend not watching them, and I extra recommend not watching this one if you have the ability to see it where you are. It's to explain the Vedics who, you know, they have unbroken tradition of astrology, and their lore around the nodes is very deep and very strong, and they consider eclipses to be malefic events, and they advise not taking it into your optic nerve. And so I say that's all I need to know. I do not need to challenge the ancient Vedic astrologers that, you know, hold this kind of view. And some eclipses are more intense than others, but it's a very strange, very unusual circumstance, and it's just, it's a private affair of the gods. That's the way that I hold it. And eclipses can break things in your life, as I've said. And so one of the things you can do if you're a little freaked out by the eclipse, or you know it's hitting your chart in a hard way, you can break something. You can break plates. You can break glasses. You can break whatever, because you're offering that up. You know, please take this instead of breaking anything else special and important that needs to stay together. So we're in Pisces season now, and this means that we're at the very last season of the year, and we are dissolving and digesting, so to speak, the whole last year. That's part of what we're doing. So that always happens in Pisces season, and that's a big deal. But we're also digesting the 165-year Neptune cycle that wrapped up at the end of January, and then we're also wrapping up the 30-year Saturn cycle. And so until we reach spring equinox, we're still in this process of integration and metabolizing all of this, and also just still kind of shedding and kind of, I mean, the other thing that's laid on top of eclipse season is that we're in a Mercury retrograde now, and this is a really weird one. I mean, it's not weird exactly. It's just like the straw for the camel that makes this into this giant swirling kind of vortex portal that we're moving through. And of course, some things happened this week to do with Iran and the United States and Israel. And so everybody's pretty on edge and hoping that whatever it is doesn't grow. But we are in eclipse season, and Neptune is in Aries and Mars is in Pisces now. And Neptune in Aries and Mars in Pisces are kind of the same signature. It's like an unbounded Mars energy, and Mars is violence and aggression and war and all of that. So we're definitely seeing that. And then there's this like befuddled confusion energy with this Mercury retrograde. Nobody is seeing clearly right now. That's an absolutely bonkers time to initiate a war. And so, you know, the way that I'm looking at it is that it's really time to call in the big help from above. Whoever it is that you call in, this is definitely time. So Pisces season is also really pretty sweet and wonderful and bubbly and magical. So I don't want to miss that either. And I'm going to do a show that's kind of along that vein. So to get started, we're going to listen to something pretty whimsical.
Talks, but it don't sing and dance, and it don't walk. As long as I can have you here with me, I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans. Honey's sweet, but it ain't nothing next to baby
pardon me, I'd like to say we do okay forever in blue jeans. Baby, tonight, baby, tonight, by the fire, all alone, you and I. Nothing around but the sound of my heart and your sighs. Money talks, but it can't sing and dance.
That was Neil Diamond singing Forever in Blue Jeans. My mom was a big fan when I was growing up, so I saw him in concert a couple times, and I saw him do something I've never seen any other performer do, which was, at the very end of a great show, he played for the encore Forever in Blue Jeans, and everybody freaked out and clapped so much and freaked out, and then he played it again. And everybody freaked out so much and freaked out and freaked out. And then he played it again. And he did it six times, six encores of this song. So in no way are we trying to turn away from the suffering that is happening in the world. But it's also really important. It's critical at this point that we're anchoring the frequency of happiness and joy in any ways that we can. Because, you know, there are energies that harvest the negativity that gets conjured when big events happen in the world like this. And these are our lives. No matter what happens, these are our lives. And pouring yourself into delight and joy and, you know, infusing yourself in things that feel meaningful and feel, you know, nourishing and light and playful. This isn't, you know, this isn't a sin. Some people will make you feel like that at this point. And I say it's the opposite, because every one of us is in the center of our own world, and we're anchoring energy and rippling it out. And that is, you know, like when you think about like looking at the surface of water and there's like a drop, and then it makes a concentric ring that goes out and out and out, and then another like a raindrop, another one out and out and out. Each one of us are in the middle of those concentric rings, and we're rippling out our perception, our point of view, our moods, our energy. And, you know, we all are go through moods and ups and downs, but our moods are kind of like emotional Wi-Fi, you know, like we've all felt what it's like to be around somebody who's in a bad mood. You don't even need to necessarily ask them. Like, the frequency is being telegraphed. And so in any way that we're able to, as we move into this strange time, I highly encourage you to do things that are the equivalent of doing, you know, a 6-part encore, because it makes you happy and you feel like it. Pisces is ruled by the planet Jupiter, and Jupiter is the great benefic, meaning that he's one of the planetary gods that's the most interested in making things good and expansive and coherent for us. And when a planet is when a sign is answering to a planet, it means that that planet's kind of in charge. It's kind of pulling the strings. Jupiter's job is Jupiter's kind of like a big guardian angel, like a little bit between a guardian angel and Santa Claus. It depends on what sign he's filtering through, but there's that kind of general orientation. And right now we've got Jupiter in Cancer, which is what we would call exaltation for that placing. It's retrograde right now, so it's kind of quiet, but it's at the exalted degree of the exalted sign, and there's only once every 12 years that this takes place. And so this is what all the Pisces is answering to. And so there is a lot of protection, I feel like, even though it feels like things are so dire and it feels like we're really unprotected. But that's why I just keep orienting to the spiritual world, because I feel like, you know, this is a spiritual battle. World War III is a spiritual battle. It's for our hearts and our minds and our souls. So it's being fought in different ways. So, you know, here we are. Let's listen to some more magic.
Possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
Over to Ron is good.
The sky grew dark. I put the pedal down to make some time. There's something good waiting down this road. I'm picking up whatever is mine.
I love this part. Oh, it's at the end of the next song. Yeah, this one.
Mm-hmm.
walking down my street.
You're listening to Bellatrix Beats. I'm your host, Petra. We are in the Pisces season, so we are listening to artists that have strong Pisces in their chart, such as Tom Petty, who is a, gosh, what is he? He's a Libra. He's the same birthday as Snoop Dogg, different year. And he has Pisces moon. And you can feel it in, you know, the whimsy, certain flavor of whimsy. I got to see him in the 90s. It was definitely one of my very favorite shows ever. He played the whole first set. It was the Southern Comfort Tour, and the stage was a huge tree. It was like a two-story, like, treehouse thing. And he played the whole first set, which was every song that we know and we love, and everybody sang along. And then the lights dimmed even more dramatically, and suddenly somebody came out and he said, "Oh my God, it's the psychedelic alligator." And the psychedelic alligator came all the way down the stairs and had like a platter with a cover over it and came to him and opened it up. And he picked up and he said, "Oh my God, it's the psychedelic harmonica." And then he proceeded to play a second set that was completely psychedelic. It was incredible. So Pisces is the sign that has the hardest time with pain in terms of emotional pain and suffering. It really doesn't understand, you know, pure Pisces doesn't understand why there is suffering in the world. So there is kind of an escapist side to it where it really wants to, it, like, the pure archetype of Pisces remembers more than any other sign where we came from, you know, the cosmic womb of God, where everything was provided and taken care of. And we just were in this surrendered bliss state. And then we come through Aries and we descend down through the birth canal and it's on. It's a predator and prey reality. We have to hold our heads up and learn to speak and defend ourselves. You know, so Pisces is this, the big dream, you know, the big masterpiece that we dissolve into. So, you know, Tom Petty famously, later it came out that he'd had a heroin addiction in the 90s, which is pretty Pisces moon. And then I almost saw him on that last tour that he did. I didn't know that it was going to be his last tour. None of us did. And I was living at that point somewhere where there was a teen who had never gone to a show before. And so I was trying to figure out what show to take him to and asked him if he wanted to go to Tom Petty. And he said no. And then Tom Petty died. And I was like, yo, I was so mad. But we did end up going to Kendrick, which was an incredible show. So all was far from lost. So we're going to move on and listen to a little more music with a Pisces taste to it.
I'll be guiding you, building.
Magic by Olivia Newton-John from the movie Xanadu, which is so Piscean, so Pisces Aquarius. I saw it when I was so young that it kind of feels like a dream. It's like, what even happened in that movie? I just have like images of roller skating and like blonde, beautiful Olivia. So she's an Aquarius, but she has Sun conjunct Neptune in Libra. That gives her that real dreamy quality. And then she's also got a Cancer moon and Mars in Scorpio. So there's the water. She has everything but Pisces, really. But the Sun Neptune has a real distinctly Piscean flavor. And then she's a Venus in Leo conjunct Pluto for her kind of like over the top, like stellar beauty. So we're just going to keep on rolling through real Pisces feeling songs today.
Thank you. not far down to paradise. At least it's not for me. If the wind is right, you can sail away and find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Neverland, a reason to pretend. And if the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Believe me.
Sailing by Christopher Cross is the progenitor of the yacht rock genre, I believe. And my God, that conjures just the most amazing feelings of childhood. You know, that was one of the songs that has been floating around. I love it so much. And now we're going to take care of business.
Cass thanks Von Nechten of Open Door Insurance Services, a family-owned and operated insurance agency providing solutions based on product knowledge and expertise in personal business, specialty, and nonprofit insurance. You can reach them at 707-874-2666 or on their website at opendoorins.com.
Cows Radio thanks Molesbury's Market for their underwriting support. Established in 1959, they are a family-owned grocer located on Old Redwood Highway in the Larkfield Center. Their website is molesburymarket.com. Molesbury's Market tunes in to the Roots of Rock every Sunday morning at 7 on Cows Community Radio.
All right, we're going to keep on trucking. We're going to listen to a song from somebody who has Jupiter in Pisces, which is my favorite place to have Jupiter. Pisces is the sign most likely to enjoy the devil's lettuce, and that's what this next song is about. Rocky Mountain Way by Joe Walsh. Joe Walsh is definitely not a Pisces. He's actually a late Scorpio conjunct Jupiter and Sag, thus the charisma and the talent. But he's got an Aquarius moon and it is widely trine Neptune. So we're pulling in a little bit of that Neptune, which is the modern ruler of Pisces for those that use modern rulerships. I don't, but it's still worth mentioning because there's definitely an affiliation. And we're just going to keep on going.
Where do I run to? This town is brand new. Oh, I don't know no one here but you.
Will I see you again? Oh,
who can I call? No one's picking up there.
When I will see you again, oh.
Said she's leaving to find some peace. Not sure if she's leaving me.
Spectacular Pisces Marcus King with Miura, Tennessee. And now we're going to listen to a song that I feel like really distills the pure, sincere-heartedness of Pisces. And Joni has a Pisces moon.
To the guy.
cutting it off a little early because we're running out of time. I would like to talk about Joni's chart. I think I'm going to talk about it next time because we are almost done. You've been listening to Bellatrix Beats. I'm your host, Petra. The next thing I have coming up is the start to my annual class Wheel of the Year. It begins on spring equinox, and it's a monthly class that traces our journey through the Wheel of the Year via herbalism with an emphasis on astrology and heirloom magic. Would love to see you there. Also, I'm writing on Substack if you want to read what I write or any of my